Radio Avenger. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, I'm back now, and we are backed up for calls. So, Henry, I'm going to give you one more minute to just finalize your thoughts, and we're going to move along, okay?
I like taking this rain. I'm going to move very quickly. All right, Mr. Chapman, also, you also heard of a guy, an author, well-known named George Angell. That's A-N-G-E-L-L.
No, I don't know that
okay.
one.
All right, okay. Well, all right, I'll move on. What the point is this, though. If somebody does have the good, you know, and let's say they subscribe to your publication and work with you, or you work with them, you know, your subscribers, what you do, and they have the good insight and the professional way to trade commodities, and also would help with your newsletter, most likely they should not lose money like most people do, who probably don't know to get the correct insight and the proper way to trade, correct?
Well, it's possible to make money. It's just that you have to have the personality for it. You have to know how to take losses beside all the technical factors. And you got to look at the fundamentals as well.
Okay, that's right.
All right, thank you, Henry. I appreciate the call.
Right.
We're going to take more. You can stay with us a bit more to the bottom of the hour, can you? Can you stay with us, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, good. Let's do this then, because we're only a couple of minutes before the break. Let me just, rather than start another call and shortchange the next caller, let me have you give our listeners now a chance to write down the information, the new listeners who would like to get on your newsletter, who would like to get it, the hard copy, the email, or just to call you for more information to jump aboard. Give us the info again, okay?
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish via email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Each issue runs 25 to 30 pages, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. You can access the Forecaster's site on the Internet, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like a free copy, you can get one there, or you can call toll-free to 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And I might mention that Robbie Noel has a special every week that we do on John Stadmiller's show. And if you call in and you do buy that special, then he will give you a free one-year subscription. So that's something you should look into as well.
Amen. All right, good. Let's do this then. Let's give the number here to call in again, and we'll take as many calls as we can. Those of you on the line, we will be with you right after the next break, which is just 3 minutes away. And let me also take this time to remind you to support Republic Broadcasting. Get on the site, support us, support our offers, support Republic Trading, all of the products that you have here, so you can continue to hear these types of programs. Our phone number for the program is 800-313-9443, and you're listening to Uncensored, Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and go to republicbroadcasting.org. Those of you online, now you have more choices than ever before to jump aboard, get on your computers. Those of you with broadband, it's absolutely great to join us and listen live each and every day right here at RBN. All right, we shall return in just 3 minutes from now with Bob Chapman, our guest from theinternationalforecaster.com. Critical times are amongst us. Now you need to prepare. We'll take your calls in just 3 minutes.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and we are going to go right back to the phones, and let me see, we have next Ted in Georgia. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Good program. I'd like to ask Bob a question. I watched the CNN, CNBC, I believe they call it, Dog and Pony Show,
mm-hmm.
and... There's a fellow that named John Brown that seems to be the only spark of intelligence in the program, and I'd like to know what also Rick Santori, he made an intelligent remark today. He said that the market had gotten its fix. In other words, the market being addicted to federal control, he didn't say that, but that was my interpretation of it. Had gotten its fix. And I thought that was a good observation, but I'd like to know what Bob thinks of John Brown. He's an Englishman, and he is somewhat, he seems to agree with much of what we think, and yet I'm sure that he's a CFR member, but he wouldn't be on that.
What do you think, Bob?
That's the first moderating voice that's been on there. From the very beginning, Ron Insana knew what was going on, and all the years he was on CNBC, he never spoke anything that was truthful. And I knew Ron when he came out of college, worked for FNN in Los Angeles, because I used to go on FNN all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why was that if they had a time slot open that they couldn't sell, or if they needed somebody desperately to fill in, at that time my office was downtown, and I had to go up the Santa Monica Freeway, and FNN was right off the freeway, so it was pretty easy for me to stop and do a half-hour or a 45-minute program. And so I know Ron very, very well from when he was a young man. And I was instrumental in helping to train him along with Ed Hart. So I know where he's coming from. But he dare not say anything or he's just not going to have a job. And, of course, now I guess it looks like he's in semi-retirement or something. But the point is that you're not going to be allowed to go on there and tell people the truth. They won't even let you go on there and debate the truth.
That's for sure.
And occasionally someone like Brown will come along and say a few adverse things, but usually it ends fairly quickly because they tell them we don't want you taking that tack. General Electric is one of the top aluminous firms in the world, and they own the CNBC, and they don't want aluminous activity going on, and so all of our media is like that. Very often people would submit stories in newspapers and magazines or also news items on television, and the editors just say, no, we can't do that, we're not going to do that, or whatever the case. And so in the mainline press, so to speak, you're not going to get anything. It's not allowed anymore. And all your information has to come from independent sources, and more often than not, they're publishing on the Internet as well. And so that's why newspapers and magazines are watching their subscribership plunge day after day for two reasons. People are sick and tired of being lied to, are not told the truth, lying by omission, as it's known. And of course, there's more viewers now on the Internet, so the ads are going over there as well, which is a business reason. But it won't be long, perhaps 5 to 10 years, and there probably won't be any more local newspapers.
Bob, I have an observation. It might or might not be correct, but in my opinion it is, of course, and that is that the people like Larry Kudlow, his agenda, and he runs a program, one of the programs there, and his agenda is to manipulate the thoughts of the masses, but of the stockholders and that sort of thing, those type people who listen to it. The other agenda of this fellow, John Brown, who's an Englishman, seems to be a regular CFR agenda. That is, he's talking to intelligent people, and he's not directing his, he's not a propagandist. He's not directing his, what he says to the masses, or to the, not to the masses, but to the stockholders types. And so they're two different systems of intelligence that are being distributed on that program when John Brown is on there. And you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But if he sticks to just talking to the desires and informational services of investors, they're going to leave him alone.
Yeah, they shut him up.
All right, Ted. Hey, thank you for the points. I appreciate them very much. Let's move
thank
along.
You,
Joe. Joe in Texas now on the program. Hello, Joe. You're next.
Hey, hello, Rick and Mr. Chapman. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good.
Yes, Bob. I wanted to bring up about, you know, it's like it's been going, I'm speaking on a spiritual level. I know you believe in God and things like that, but, you know, it says in the Bible where a loaf of bread will buy a sack of gold. Do you feel, Bob, we're in those kind of times?
Well, there's a good possibility of it. You never know how things are going to turn out, so you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But, you know, I said the other day in one of my publications that because of what's been going on with money and credit creation and now what they're doing to bail out the financial interests, that we're going to have very, very high inflation. And so if you've got the loaf of bread today that's selling for $2.50, a couple of years it could easily be selling for $15.
Yeah, I believe
and,
that.
And I don't know that the public is going to get higher wages to that extent. And so just difficult economic times, they're not a certainty, but they're certainly a very strong possibility. And all of the things that come along with it, which is losing jobs and your vehicles and your home and you know, the average American probably can last 3 or 4 weeks and without income, and it's game over. And, you know, where do they turn when there's many, many others who at that time are in the same position? It's a very explosive, volatile kind of situation because, in particular in America, because they've really never had a bad day in their life.
Well, I remember the stories, Bob, Mr. Chapman from, I mean, and I know Rick does too, as well as yourself, of the Depression, 1929, and I remember everybody was, well, you know, it was, you know, maybe not in stock market terms, but everybody was trading. I mean, you had people who had milk goats who made cheese that traded for, you know, clothes, or, and I'm afraid that's what it's going to get back down to. But I'm just looking at it, you know, biblical, Bob, and but you know, you got another term, follow the money thing, and that's very true, because I go down and still watch the border here in Texas and Mexico. And, you know, when you follow the money, you'll be surprised how much drug money is involved in politics, brother.
Well, right, it's enormous. It's
it's been going on for years. It's been going on for years.
It's becoming less subtle, too.
Yes, sir.
You know, they seem to have an arrogance about them. I mean, you look at the Bush crime family.
Yes,
and they really don't give a darn. What do you think? They just going to go off and do what they feel like doing.
That's right. But, Bob, God bless you, and God bless you, Rick, and keep up the work, brothers.
Amen. Thank
as
you.
Well
you
have
Bob. The same.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you.
May
Bye-bye.
You have the same. You know, you talk about arrogance. You're right, Bob. The arrogance of these people is only surpassed by their evil intentions, I believe. And I was just saying to somebody today, just how dumb do they estimate the American public to be when George Bush, it is pretty clear, George Bush's whole administration lied to go to war in Iraq. And they, of course, used 9/11 as the convenient means to an end. Now, having lied us into Iraq for other reasons than those that were stated, what makes anyone believe George Bush when he says, we are just prepared to stabilize the situation, restore freedom, and bring democracy to the world, and then we're going to bring our boys and girls home? Does anybody really find it that believable when you know that we were lied to get there? And certainly there is no reason under God's heaven for anyone to believe that we can pull out now. Obviously, we're there to stay, and that's why we went, not to protect, not to restore freedom, not to bring a, quote, democracy, but to bring the new world order. So now the only thing that will happen is another false flag or another reason to continue this war, continue this aggression, and continue to expand that military base in the Middle East. Obviously, the boys and girls are not coming home. They're not coming home, as far as I'm concerned.
No, that's correct. And they'll stay there as long as it takes to get that oil. And the government in power now, the representatives of the different areas and factions, have said that they have absolutely no interest in giving their oil away to U.S. and British oil companies.
Well, they don't have much choice right now, and the Israelis are licking their chops right now as well. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman in the last segment here. So we'll continue and conclude so Bob can move along. Rick Adams, be right back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, 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 there you have it, right from the horse's mouth, Bob. Let's take a final call for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. JD in Texas, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Rick and Mr. Bob Chapman.
Yes.
I just have a quick question. What are the tariff rates between China and the U.S.? Like, our stuff going there, our stuff coming back, because it's really hard to find.
Well, quite frankly, I don't know.
Yeah,
there
why?
Are some, and I don't have a list of them. And I suppose you'd have to go to the State Department or the Trade Commission or whatever to get those things. But I don't know what they are. But they do exist. And... But they're not very punitive. What we need in order to stop the offshoring and outsourcing is we need trade barriers. We need trade tariffs.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
We need them on goods and services. And if we do not have them, America is absolutely, unequivocally doomed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And because we can't compete, and we never could compete with very, very low-wage nations.
No, slave labor. Slaves.
Yes, exactly. I call them slave labor nations. And I've explained many times very quickly, if brooms are made for 50 cents in China, and they're made for a dollar in America, and they sell at 150 in America, well, I guess we'll have to put a 50 cent or 100% tariff on Chinese brooms. And it's as simple as that. And, you know, of course, all of that money that comes in on tariffs goes to the Federal Treasury, which could pay off debt and defer our cost as taxpayers.
That's how it should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nobody talks about it.
Well, you know, I'm Judgment Day has come now. I'm so happy, in a way, to see this red Chinese trade relationship here with the United States, that they call it, backfire. I'm happy to see now that these poor folk in Washington now are beginning to have their hands full with all of the lead contamination, all of the food poisoning, all of the garbage and trash and sewage that's coming in from red China and helping to pollute our nation. Now we're getting what we deserve for helping to maintain the greatest slave state on the face of the earth.
Well, you know, when they gave China most favorable trading status.
Oh, I'm well aware of it.
Oh, it's just a couple of days after 9/11 when everybody was crying over the tragedy.
It was exactly. It was restored.
And that was sneaky, and that's our government.
Well, I remember I was on the air locally, and we talked about it, and all these people that were screaming about, let's go bomb, let's go and invade Iraq.
Yeah, go kill the people of turbans. Yeah,
yeah, let's go to the Middle East when Red China was doing all of this, and here they were killing people, sure, Mao Zedong is gone. We have a new leadership now. They're better killers.
Well,
and
Mao,
you deal with killers, and you have to reap the consequences.
Mao Zedong's in Washington, D.C. right now, and you know that.
Well, I mean, you're right. The murderers
are
right there in charge. I mean, the killers, these are the people that whose hands drip with the blood of innocent people. No question about it.
Well, you gentlemen have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you, J.D.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bob, it's just, it's payback time, I think. And these big toy companies, Mattel and Hasbro, are going to have to lose their shirts now. To some extent, although they can cushion it, but it's nice to see that they are going to have to pay for their greed and avarice, that they would sell out freedom and do business, with the greatest slave labor dictatorship on the face of the earth, and we ignore and we continue to give the back of the hand to Taiwan, to all of these countries, including Japan. And they're at the mercy of Red China, built up by Washington. So I'm pretty happy about that, anyway.
Well, I agree.
It's about time. Well, all right, Bob, I want to let you go now. And again, people who want to get the International Forecaster can do it by subscribing, by writing an email to you at theinternationalforecaster.com, or they can call the number, right?
You got it.
800.
They also can call Robbie Noel for his special as well and get it free.
That's true. They can do that. They can give you a call, 800-375-4188. Robbie Noel, Republic Trading, and that would certainly help us here at Republic. Thank you very much again, Bob. It's been a great show tonight, and we look forward to next month.
Thank you. I'll see you next month.
Amen. Lord willing. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, all right. Hey, that was great questions tonight, and I didn't have a chance to say much, which is just as well. But I'll tell you what I'm going to say when I come back. After the break, there's many things that I could talk about. I almost don't know where to begin. But I do want to get back on this story of young Andy. You know who I'm talking about. Andy Meyer, the 21-year-old journalism student at the University of Florida in Gainesville, who, of course, was tortured by the police for his, quote, misbehavior with John Kerry. We'll be back in just 3 minutes. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Uh-huh. Well, 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 well. You can certainly tell it to Andy Meyer, the 21-year-old student at the University of Florida. And, you know, last night I briefly mentioned this case and that I had not had time to follow the story in depth, but I did. And I realized that there was some misinformation when I spoke last night, and the misinformation about this young man who was tasered by the police is that I had assumed that he was rambling and that he was going beyond his two-minute allocated time. Well, in fact, it turns out that he was only 80 seconds in to his questioning of John Kerry, Senator John Kerry, who, as you know, was the Skull and Bones candidate for president against Skull and Bones Bush. Two Skull and Bonesmen, two relatives, running for the same position out of 300 million Americans. Well, anyway, what the police did was absolutely wrong. He did not go beyond his allotted time, but what he did do was to ask a question that was highly embarrassing to John Kerry. And if you go to various websites, you can certainly read the story. I went to newstarget.com. Newstarget.com, information that empowers. And we read the headline, Police State USA. Student assaulted and tasered by police for asking John Kerry the wrong question. Well, here's a 21-year-old student at the University of Florida, winds up getting assaulted by police in a very brutal, vicious way with a taser gun, immediately after asking Senator Kerry if he was associated with Skull and Bones Society. And as you know, Greg Palast was his source. He had read his books. He had read his writings from the BBC. And so the student wanted to know, is it true, Mr. Kerry, that you were a member and are a member of Skull and Bones, a secret society? Well, he didn't get very far in his questioning. Uniformed police brutally assaulted him with a taser, jolting him with tens of thousands of volts of electricity as he screamed, "Help me, help me," to a room full of astonished onlookers. The mainstream propaganda media is, of course, censoring the truth of the story and refusing to report the nature of the question asked by Mr. Meyer. Now, isn't that interesting? You see how evil, how corrupt and bankrupt they are, the media are, because they, too, are part of the mantra of Skull and Bones. Again, more evidence of what we say every day by the media themselves. So if you want to see the video, you can go to YouTube and watch it. And the two-minute video shows officers grabbing his arms, this young man, 21, throwing him to the ground. That's bad enough. And then, after Meyer is already secured on the ground, blasting him with a taser. Gee, do you remember that happened to somebody that we've had on this show? Was it Christopher Boleyn? Yeah, it was. Meyer is at the microphone asking John Kerry a question. Police are standing behind him, and he asks, "Are you a member of Skull and Bones? Are you in the same secret society?" These uniformed cops came along like Gestapo agents. "Excuse me, what are you arresting me for?" he said. Officers are holding his arms and begin to march him away from the microphone. Whoa, is anybody watching this?" Meyer says, holds his arms in the air, shouting someone to the audience to get them to pay attention. The audio is difficult to hear. At no point is he fighting the officers or striking back in any way. He's merely holding his arms in the air and attempting to stand his ground and be heard. A large uniformed officer forcefully picks him up by his torso and begins to carry him away from the room down the center aisle. "Help, help, they're arresting me. What have I done?" When Meyer reaches the back of the room, he does what any rational human being would attempt to do when assaulted by someone. He attempts to flee. "Get away from me, man. Get off of me." Tries to run, but is grabbed by officers and thrown to the ground. The number of officers now assaulting Meyer is 6. 4 white males, 1 white female, and 1 black male. "What did I do? Help, help." The 6 officers pin his arms and legs to the ground, pull out handcuffs. "Help, help me, help me. They're arresting me." The female officer, with her finger pointed at him, screams at him, "Stop resisting." He relaxes a bit and says, "If you let me go, I will walk out of here." The female officer says, "Quiet down, do it now." Then the officers forcefully turn him over and thrust his torso to the ground so that he is laying flat on his stomach with his face on the floor. "Why are they arresting me? Can someone do something here? What did I do? Get off me, man. I didn't do anything." He tries to sit up using his arms to grasp the edge of the seat and pull himself up. An officer pulls out a taser. "Don't taser me, bro. Don't tase me." The officer tases the student and the laser clicking is clearly heard on the video. And you heard the screaming. Another girl is heard screaming in the background, and he's repeatedly saying, "Oh my God, what did I do?" Someone screams in the background, "Police brutality." Someone in the foreground, "Stay back." Police escort Meyer out of the room. The video ends. Welcome to the new police state, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the new police state. Now, this is what George Bush, remember, this is what George Bush and his attorneys general approve of. Mr. Gonzalez. And, yes, Mukasey as well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that Mr. Mukasey would approve of this hook, line, and stinker. And I have no doubt about this whatsoever. Now, Paul Craig Roberts has written his column on the subject as well. And let me just read this before I take a call from some of our callers. I just want to give you a little bit of a sampling as to exactly, you know, how bad things have gotten here in America, where again, the American public are indeed being treated to a police state. And, you know, Paul Craig Roberts is, I believe, one of the finest columnists that, of course, not only is a columnist, but happened to serve in the Reagan administration. And I think his comments are just absolutely apropos. And, of course, I'm going to just read a portion of what he says in his column for today. Why did Senator John Kerry stand idly by? That's the question. Well, he says, "We Americans who think that we live in a free society should watch the video filmed by students at a John Kerry speech September 17th, Constitution Day, at the University of Florida. At the conclusion of Kerry's speech, Meyer, a 21-year-old journalism student, was selected by Kerry to ask a question. He held up a copy of the BBC investigative reporter Greg Palast's book, Armed Madhouse, and asked if Kerry was aware that Palast's investigations determined that Kerry had actually won the election. Why, Meyer asked, had Kerry conceded the election so quickly when there were so many obvious examples of vote fraud? Why, Meyer went on to ask, was Kerry refusing to consider Bush's impeachment when Bush was about to initiate another act of military aggression, this time against Iran? At this point, the public's protesters, the police, decided that Meyer had said too much. They grabbed him, began dragging him off, blah, blah, blah. Now, the police decided that Meyer, an American citizen, had no right to free speech and no constitutional protection. They threw him to the floor, tasered him right in front of Senator Kerry and the large student audience who captured on video the unquestionable act of police brutality. Meyer was carted off and jailed on a phony charge of disrupting a public event. The question we should all ask is, why did a United States senator just stand there while Gestapo goons violated the constitutional rights of a student participating in a public event, brutalized him in full view of everyone, and then took him off to jail on phony charges? Kerry's meekness, not only in the face of electoral fraud, but also in the face of Bush's wars that are crimes under the, quote, Nuremberg standard, but also in the face of police goons trampling the constitutional rights of American citizens, makes it completely, completely clear that he was not fit to be president, and he's not fit to be a U.S. senator. Usually when police violate constitutional rights and commit acts of police brutality, they do it when they believe no one's watching, not in front of a large audience. Clearly, the police have become more audacious in their abuse of rights of citizens. And he says, what explains the new fearlessness of police to violate rights and brutalize citizens without cause? The answer is that police, most of whom have authoritarian personalities, have seen that constitutional rights are no longer protected. George Bush does not protect our constitutional rights. Neither does Dick Cheney, nor the Attorney General, nor the Congress. Just as Kerry allowed Myers' rights to be tasered out of him, Congress has enabled Bush to strip people, including American citizens, of constitutional protection and incarcerate them without presenting evidence. The Bush Republicans, with complicit Democrats, have essentially brought government accountability to an end in the United States, he said. Airport security harasses and abuses people, do not fit any known definition of terrorism. A British-born citizen and a music professor at Mills College in California was met on her return trip to England by armed guards at the airport door and escorted away. A Gestapo goon squad tore up her U.S. visa. This is Nalini Gooman, by the way, defaced her British passport, bodily searched her, told her that she could leave immediately for England or be sent to a detention center. Ah, yes. So Paul Craig Roberts says the Bush Republicans and their Democratic toadies have, in the name of security, made all of us powerless, while John Kerry and his Democrat colleagues stand silently. The Bush administration has stolen our country from us and turned us into subjects. You see, they're doing exactly what Israel has been doing all along. We are behaving like the Gestapo Zionazis in Israel, breaking bones, tasering people, shooting them point blank. And the next thing will be running them over and crushing them with bulldozers. Why not? Israel does it. Israel does it to American citizens like Rachel Corrie. Run them over and then rerun them over. And then say, my windshield was just not clear enough that day. You see, it's becoming more apparent that we are becoming a total and complete terrorist nation, just like Israel has become. And we've been doing this for a long time, since World War II. Terrorizing, brutalizing, genociding. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an outrage. Let me take a call. Bill in Idaho, you're on the program. Sorry to be so long-winded, Bill. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah.
You're on the program.
Yeah, I think if there's any moment in time to be long-winded, it's certainly at this juncture. You know, it's absolutely amazing how much coverage this hasn't gotten in the quote-unquote common press.
Mm-hmm.
When we mention the common press as an example, the Coeur d'Alene press.
We call it the commie press, yes.
I'm sorry?
We can call it the commie press, maybe.
Yes, the commie press. But, I mean, not a word of coverage in the Coeur d'Alene press, so just by example. Mm-hmm. But just consider what mind control games are being played on the American public, that it can be a spectacle of sport on national television, another mind control tool, very effectively done, and laughed about. But this is on a college campus, a place of free speech, free thought, and expression in the 60s, and now to be demonstrated as a place where there's not even a complaint in the public forum. Not even the senator objected, and yet these useful fools of the police state would attack a private, sovereign, inhabitant citizen, their citizen, who's supposed to be a sovereign inhabitant, and they would attack him not on any complaint publicly made, but on their assumption that they're the sole arbiters. And in doing so, attack free speech on television, assault the young gentleman, and put out a very, very chilling call on anything that would approach the media.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a journalism class, for pity's sakes. But what even worse, what would be even worse, Rick, is, as you pointed out, it was a U.S. senator, senator standing there witnessing this criminal behavior, and he couldn't open his mouth any more than at the time he and Mr. Powell witnessed criminal behavior.
And if he did open his mouth, Bill, what in the world would John Kerry have to say in response to that question? Pray tell.
I didn't get the whole question. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, I say, what would John Kerry have to say in response to that question of him, huh? Think about that. What could he say? All right, I'll be right back with more. If you want to hang on, Bill, you may, since you may be having a little trouble hearing me. Be right back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We don't have too much time. We have Bill from Idaho on the line. Bill, you heard what I said?
Yeah, I just caught it. That's a very good point. But I mean, we should remember that congressional body, the Senate, is totally inhabited, populated by the shills and the mindless that were the best and the brightest of what Vietnam could give us.
Yes, yes.
Another tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And constitutionally, if there's anybody that's awake and aware and is actually listening over at NIC, ask yourselves what that portends ultimately for your generation. If you have even a scintilla of sense, what does that say for what's coming for your group?
Right.
I mean, the kid might have been loud, he might have been boisterous, but he was asking a legitimate question.
Well, that's why he was tasered, because he was asking an important question.
Well,
you know, you can ask John Kerry what's his favorite cone of ice cream or what kind of socks does he like to wear or that type of thing, but don't ask him about Skull and Bones, man. You'll be in jail.
Well,
I mean, this is a free country, Bush says, right? We're free.
they hate us for our freedom. And our freedom, right?
All right. Thank you, Bill, for the call.
I was hoping that you'd put out that call number at least one more time. It's very important that people get on the phone tomorrow and the rest of this week and pound these senators.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you.
Bill from Idaho, thank you. There are 14 senators that most particularly should be contacted on the hate crimes bill, particularly, and the DREAM Act, as we've called it, which we'll be talking more about in the future. Alexander Lamar from Tennessee, you should definitely stay on the line, talk to his office, and vote no on the attempt by Senator Kennedy to give us the hate crimes bill. Robert Bennett of Utah, Norm Coleman, Minnesota, Susan Collins in Maine, John Ensign in Nevada, Greg Judd in New Hampshire, Richard Lugar in Indiana. We have Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. We have, Olympia Snow in Maine. We have Ted Stevens in Alaska. We have George Voinovich in Ohio, John Warner in Virginia. Those are the guys, okay, on the Senate side that you should definitely remember, guys and girls, when you speak to your own United States senator as well. All right, so you can go to truthtellers.org if you'd like, truthtellers.org. That's the website, Ted Pike, and you can definitely avail yourself of the opportunity to call your own United States Senator and do that. Please remember to do that. It's very important. Today, I know many of you have done it. Tomorrow, do it as well. All right? So just remember that. Now, of course, the phone number, again, that you should definitely call is 1-877-851-6437. Toll free, 877-851-6437. Out of time. Tomorrow night, Kurt Hyde, election earring and election reform. Don't buy it. Lots to talk about. Join us tomorrow night and more on these subjects. Rick Adams, support Republic Broadcasting, and Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night and God bless.
It's true.